All right, we are getting ready to start an awesome series. I am extremely excited about it. I really think it's going to be awesome. And the title of this series is...
That you would teach us how to eat God.
And that's, guys, this is our cry. Listen to me. That when you hear that title, that's the title of this entire series. Tonight's title of the message is a little different, but the title of the entire series is that we would ask God, teach us how to eat. And He's already promised. Because here's the bottom line. Our beginning stage, the beginning part where we start off with, just like any other baby, we start off with milk. That's what each and every one of us start off with. We start off with milk because there's different things that we're needing in order to actually begin to eat different things, to begin to eat things that would cause us to get bigger, stronger, and all these other, faster, all these things. But we start with milk. And each and every one of us, we start with the knowledge of what Jesus Christ did for us. The knowledge that He has actually saved your soul from hell. That is the beginning. That's the beginning foundational part, is Jesus Christ and what He did on that cross. That's the beginning. But guys, so many of us, we're staying right there. Here's the verse. Let's go to the verse real quick of this entire series. I'll be probably showing this at the beginning of every single night. If we can go to Hebrews 5, 12 through 14. And here we go. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. This is my heart behind this entire series, is that we would get you guys to a place where you can eat on your own. Where you don't need, and trust me, we definitely need to still keep coming to this. We need to be coming to Wednesday night. We need to be coming to Friday night. We need to be coming Sunday morning. We need to be coming and getting around each other as much as possible. Don't think that you can just go off on your own and just eat everything on your own and you don't ever need anybody else to help you do anything. Trust me, that's not true, and you don't want to go there. You want to be a part of this. And as you eat these good things, those good things are going to tell you that very same thing. That the good that you're going to be eating is going to be like, man, I need to be around people. I need to be letting them know how good this thing that I just ate tastes. I need to let them know how good this is. They need to know this. And so that's going to cause you to want to be around people. It's not going to cause you to want to go, oh, I just want to be on my own. I can eat by myself. I don't need nobody else's help. I don't need any pastor's help. I don't need anybody. I can do it all on my own. Trust me, that's not where we want to go with this series. But I do want to get you to a place where you are looking to Him. And even when you come into this place and you're hearing me speak, you're looking to Him and you're going, God, I need you to teach me. Yeah, I see His lips moving, but I need you to teach my heart. I need you to teach me what you're trying to say right now. Guys, you need, the Holy Spirit is the one that teaches in all things. And if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you accept that what He did on that cross is for you, if you accept that, that's the beginning stages, and the Holy Spirit comes in, and He's the one that's going to teach you in all things. Let's keep reading in this. And not solid food. For everyone who partakes of only of milk, listen to this, everyone who partakes only of milk. Now remember, the beginning stages. The beginning stages is your mom or somebody is always feeding you the milk. The beginning stage is somebody's there holding it, somebody's there preparing it, somebody's there giving it to you, somebody is there constantly doing that thing for you. That's the beginning stages. Somebody is right there feeding you along the way, getting you, trying to get you into the Word more and giving you more of the Word so that way you can have more and you can do more and you can eat more. But the beginning stages is unskilled in the Word of righteousness. That's where we all start. Man, when you get saved, you don't have to know anything. You literally can come in just as you are. Just right where you're at. Whatever level that be. Whatever. It doesn't matter if you've been born in a Christian, awesome, incredible family. It doesn't matter if you were born in a family where they didn't teach you anything about the Word of God. Where every one of us come into this starting at that same place. Every one of us come in drinking milk starting off. Every one of us. And that milk is simply Jesus Christ and what he did on that cross. But now we need to become skilled in the word of righteousness. We need to become knowing how the enemy attacks us. We need to start understanding how it all works. And so we need to leave that beginning stage. But is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age. Right away you're going, okay, full age. Okay, I'm nowhere near this, so why am I learning how to eat whenever I'm not full age? Listen to the way he describes full aged. Because it's not the way you're typically our minds are thinking. We're thinking 60s, 70s, 50s, whatever. Like we're thinking a higher age. Full age is where our minds go right. But he describes the full age. That is, hold on, and I think he said that is just because he thought already, your mind was already going to go there. Like, oh, well, I'm not 70. This doesn't apply to me. I don't need to know this yet. I'll learn that when I'm full age. But he says here, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Guess what? You don't have to wait till you're 70 to have your senses being exercised on what is truly good and what is truly evil. You guys can start at an early age discerning what is right. Every single one of you guys can start now. And if you start exercising, guess what you're going to get to do? If you'll start exercising the ability to discern what is good and what is evil. If you start exercising, you know what I know is? God's going to put some of you guys up here quickly. God's going to start putting each and every one of you guys in different positions, leadership roles, and he's going to start putting you in this position where you can start feeding people and you can start grabbing the bottle and start giving people the bottle. But he needs people that are going to step it up and say, okay, I'm ready. Like, I want to taste good things. Guys, milk's amazing. Milk it's a beautiful thing. Like, it tastes good. It's good. I mean, he had the Israelites wanting to take over and attack people just for milk and honey. Like, that was a good enough thing that would drive them in there. So, I mean, milk is for sure good. Knowing just what Jesus has done, knowing that my life is saved from hell, is a beautiful thing. Knowing that I'm not going to get what I deserve is an amazing thing. But guess what? You don't have to wait to get to heaven to experience heaven. You don't have to wait to get to heaven to actually start eating steak and eating some good things. Things that taste amazing. You don't have to wait. All you have to do is start exercising the discernment of what is good and what is evil. You start exercising that and you're going to start, whoa, this is, all of a sudden you're going, man, it's not just whether or not I'm saved whether or not I'm saved after I die. No, there's better things to taste. Like, all of a sudden, I can start exercising that every rule is an amazing rule. Every single thing that has been given to me, I can eat and I can enjoy it. But some of us, man, we're turning away some good things because we haven't done it before. Some of us are turning away some steak. We're turning away some incredible things just simply because all we're used to is the milk, and we don't want to have to work on our own. We actually just want it just to be fed to us. We want it to be give me the bottle because I don't want to work. All right, so that's going to be the heart of this entire series. Now, let's go real quick to the title of this message today. Stop milking it. All right, this is where I'm hoping, this is just the beginning of this, but I want to get you guys an appetite for some real food. I want to get you guys some appetite for solid food. But we're going to have to start right with the milking process. What I first want is I want six people that want to come up here and play a game. All right, Chris, come on up. You just straight up. All right, we'll just give it the first six people to get up on the stage. All right, hold up. Let's see the... Oh, we're going to go... Okay, Jason and... What's your name? I didn't know you. What's your name in the orange? Matt. Okay, I just want to know. Okay, cool. You can go on now. All right, so these six people. All right, I'm going to give you guys a bottle, and it is D milk. It's whole milk because this is... When you come out, you need the good stuff, all right? All right, if your body really can't handle it, if you really are lactose intolerant, you don't have to play the game. But if you're not and you can do this, you're going to do it. All right, everybody's not lactose intolerant?
Nope.
All right, here's the deal. All right, I'm going to give you guys each a bottle. I'm going to give you each a bottle. And the first one, don't touch the lid, don't do anything yet. The Ooh. First one with the whole bottle drank wins. All right? The first one with the whole bottle drank wins. All right. Shh. Listen to the rules. Listen to the rules. Listen to the rules. You can take the lid off, but listen, you have to drink it all through the nipple. All right? The nipple of the bottle. The milk has to go through the nipple into your mouth. All right? You can take the lid off. If you need to take the lid off, you can take the lid off. But all of it needs to go through the nipple in order to drink it. All right? So, all right. Are you sure you can do this?
I hate milk, so.
Are you sure? Okay. No, you guys are cool.
I don't know.
Hey, no, put that back on. Put that back on. You can't cheat. Get it on tight. All right. When I say go, you guys are going to go. Face them. All of you guys are going to be the judge on who's done first. Everybody, all right? All right, on your marks. Get set. Go. Go, go, go.
I'm biting them.
Really? Come on. Go, 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 go.
He know he did this on purpose.
Go. First one done. Drink it, drink it. Man, Mariah might be able to beat you guys, literally. She wastes no time on that thing. Chris is going to town. Hold on. He went through the nipple too. All right, Chris wins. Chris wins. All right.
That's so good.
I'm keeping it, Jake.
You can keep it. Go ahead. Keep it if you want it. Otherwise, just leave it up here. It's fine. All right, listen, guys. First thing first, there was this little thing. I was just so thankful it came with this because I wasn't planning on doing this. This was totally God. But when I opened up these bottles to fill up the milk, I noticed that there was this little plastic piece in there, and I'm like, you know what? This goes right along with it. Because so many of us don't know how to do something, and right away we're whining and complaining. And like, as you looked at some of them, and I mean, it was awesome. What I give all you guys props. Because you didn't let it just shut you down. You actually used your brain and you were like, okay, let's make sure something's not in the way. Like, what is in the way? But let me tell you something. This is so key. When you're not getting something out of the Word, when you're going in there and you're trying to eat and you're trying to drink and you're trying to get something out of it and you can't get anything out of it, it's not time to complain and whine and say, God, I'm not getting anything, so I'm done going to church. I'm done getting all this. I'm done reading my Bible. I don't get anything out of it anymore. This is one of the first, if you want to start eating solid food, you're going to have to start doing some things on your own. And so each and every one of you guys, you're going to have to do exactly what they just did. Maybe you're going to have to take some things apart. Maybe you're going to have to go back to the beginning of it. And go, you know what? It's time to do what I saw my mom always doing, which is she's unscrewing the lid. She's filling it up. She's doing some work for me. Maybe I need to go to my mom and figure out, Mom, what's some of the things that you did? Maybe you need to go to a pastor. Maybe you need to go to a friend and say, hey, how did you, like, what's going on? I'm feeling like I'm in a time where I just can't get anything out. I can't get anything out of my reading. I can't get anything out of prayer time. I can't get anything out of the Word. I can't get anything. Go to somebody that's getting something. Go to somebody that you see they've got fruit abounding in their life. And go to them and say, man, what are you doing? How does your prayer time look? What does it look like when you're reading the Word? What's some questions that you're asking as you're reading it? These things are important. And guys, this is a beginning stage. You've got to look at it and start taking some advice from other people. Otherwise, if you're just going to sit there, and if they would have just stayed up here and threw a fit, they would have got nowhere. That's why I was specifying at the very beginning, yes, you can take the lid off, but you got to drink everything through the nozzle. That's why I was specifying that rule, because that was part of what you're going to have to do. But this is so important. God is doing this all the time. Guys, at the beginning stages, yes, He's going to give you everything that you're needing to get started. Yes, it is a process. I don't know if you guys know this, but My kids, they didn't just go from milk. None of us went just straight from milk to steak. Some of, you know, the reality is we didn't have teeth that were ready yet to bite into this. We didn't have things that we needed to actually do what we needed in order to eat it. Because if you just tried, as a baby, if you just tried to take a steak, you're going to choke. Because there's no way. You're going to get choked on it. And guess what? Steak is a good thing. It's a really good thing. But yet it could kill you. And this is why you got to be patient. You got to be going to God, going to other people and saying, okay, what do I need to do next? What's another thing that I can start adding to my prayer time? What's another thing that I can start adding to my reading to actually enjoy it? Don't just go, well, it ain't enjoyable. Because what we're going to tell you, if you come to some of us, we're going to start saying, you're going to have to start changing the way you're thinking. Fun is not just described by holding a remote thing and just killing somebody. You're going to have to start thinking a little differently if you want to get something out of it. We're going to tell you, like, okay, you're going to have to do this. It's just a little, yeah, you, this is the way you've described it. This is the way you thought it was. But listen to me, guys. If you can't do this on your own, you're still on a bottle. If you can't ask somebody else, you know, what do I do next? What do I do to, like, have more fun in this? Is there something I'm not getting? Because some of you guys, just that simple question is keeping you on the bottle. How many guys, what would it look, I mean, what's your guys' thought process if you see some 12-year-old in junior high and he comes in every day with lunch and his lunch and his snack time and everything is a bottle of D-milk? Listen to your response. Listen to your response. Because that is a physical, that's a physical realm thing. But we are to set our minds on things above. And so if we're to set our minds on things above, what do some of us look like to God? We're coming in and we've been maybe saved for quite a while. But we're not interested in getting anything more. We just want to stay on the bottle. We're not interested in going to the next level. We just want to stay on the bottle. As goofy as that looks, I wonder how goofy we look to some of those prophets and to some preachers and teachers and all the and apostles of the word. How goofy do we look? Because we're sitting there whining to them, going, I can't get anything out of it. Instead of actually going to them and asking, you know, what did you do? What did your prayer time look like? What did your reading the word look like? What is it supposed to look like? Is there something I need to change? And if you're not willing to change, guys, you might be one of those people that you were just laughing at. If you're not willing to change your thinking on what fun looks like, because you're used to fun looking like a nipple and nothing different, and I know some of you guys are just taking that a teenage way, but whatever. But listen, some of you guys, that's the way your thinking is. That's the only way to do it. That's the only way to have fun. That's the only way to get my milk. That's the only way to get what I need. And then if that doesn't work, I just whine and complain until somebody comes and gives it to me. I just throw a fit until I get what I want. Guys, it's time. Like, even in the spiritual realm, we need to grow up. And there's, guys, this series is going to be really awesome. Like, next week, just to kind of give you guys a little heads up, next week is going to be called Don't Be a Sloppy Joe. And there will be a competition with Sloppy Joe. So just, if you... You can put that out there and just maybe see if some people want to come just because of a sloppy Joe. But listen, and let me tell you right now, if you get a friend that comes just because of the sloppy Joe thing, you and your friend will be up here doing the sloppy Joe thing, all right? If that's the reason why they come, you'll be up here doing it, all right? But listen, listen. Let's go in, right? Let's go to 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 2. Let's read through this. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, all hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Listen, this kind of goes along with what Calvin was teaching on about rolling away those stones. But you know, some of us, We got to get some of these first things out of the way. We've got to start getting some of this stupid stuff that's keeping us from even enjoying the milk. Things that are keeping us from even enjoying the milk of the Word. We've got to start letting go of some of this stuff. And we got to start saying, God, I need you to change the way I think. I need you to change, because for some reason I just think that I always should just get angry at my brothers and sisters. That's the only thing that works. No, you need to go to God and say, God, I need you to change the way I think. I believe your word. And your word says that the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. So your wrath towards your brothers and sisters is not going to cause the righteousness that you're actually looking for. It's not going to cause them to start doing what you're looking for them to do. Maybe for the moment if you're big enough. But trust me, you're going to get aggravated at them again and again and again. And you're always going to have to beat them in order to have them do what you're wanting them to do. And then guess what you have to deal with after you beat them? Every one of you have it. You got to deal with your conscience. Every single one of you have it. You were born with it. And now you're going to have to deal with that because you keep doing it the wrong way. Instead of getting in and going, God, help me take some of these things out of the way so that I can enjoy and desire the pure milk of the Word. All right, let's go to the next verse. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, if you have tasted that God is a gracious God, that He's a good God, if you've tasted that, that's just the milk. That's just the beginning, is knowing that He's good. That's literally what leads people to repentance, the goodness of God. That's the beginning stage, is seeing His goodness. That's the milk of the Word, is that God is good. And that He's gracious and that He's merciful. That's just the milk. And if you guys start realizing, man, that's good. That in itself is amazing. But there is so much more. How many of you guys agree that there are so much better things out there than just milk? Guys, listen to me. Listen to me. I love milk and it's still good to me. And it will always be good to me. Just like this. The milk of the Word, it's always going to be good. You can always go back to that. If you ain't got nothing else, you can go back to that simple first stage, first step of the thing and just go back to that part. But what God is trying to sell each and every one of us is there's some way better things out there. Guys, the same way, you know this in the physical realm, that there is something better than milk. God is saying the same thing. There is something better than the time that you've been spending with Him. There's more to be had. There's better things to be had. There's a better time in that Word. You think you've enjoyed sometimes being in the Word? You think it's always boring, whatever? No, there's way more to be had. It's better than you think. And this, guys, just know this. The same way every single one of you would say, no, milk is good. But there are so many better things. Pizza tastes so much better. Steak tastes so much better. And the list goes on. Candy tastes so much better. Some of you guys will never taste candy because you don't get some of these little things out of the way, and so you're stuck on milk. But if you'll get that stuff out of the way, guess what? You're going to start tasting the candy of the Word, and you'll start tasting the candy of prayer time. And it is sweet and delicious, and it is amazing. And I promise you, just equal these truths in your head right now. Equal them. That the same way there are things that you know for a fact are better than milk, the same way you know that for a fact because you've tasted it. Let me tell you something. You can equal in your mind right now and start changing the way you think and know this. That there are things that your prayer time could be way better than you think, than you've ever experienced before. Your word time, reading the Word, can be way better than you've ever experienced before. The time that you're at church, it can be way better than you've ever experienced before. There's so much more to be had. The same way in the physical realm, that is a fact to every single one of you. I promise you it can be a fact in that spiritual realm, the spiritual realm part of that. And before you know it, you're enjoying going to church. You're enjoying spending time with God. You're enjoying spending time in the Word. You're enjoying just talking to Him. Before you know it, you're enjoying it. And you're tasting all kinds of different things with that. Let's go on to verse 4. Coming to Him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also, as living stones, are being built up in a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the Scripture, "Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him." Again, this is just giving us the milk. This is just the beginning. This is just the starting place of where we start with the Word of God. "Whoever believes on him will by no means be put to shame." Guys, that's already rejecting a huge lie that so many of you guys believe in your schools right now. That if I start going after him, people are going to make fun of me. That people are going to think something of me. If I start going after him, they're going to call me a hypocrite because they know the way I live already. That's what the Word is supposed to change your life, not you. The Word will change your life. It's fact. They will never return. His Word will never go back to him void, but it will accomplish what it is supposed to do. And his Word is supposed to go into each and every one of us and change us and cause us to love him more than we ever could. It will happen. But he promised you would not be put to shame. For those who believe on him will not be shamed. "Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble being disobedient to the word, to which they also were appointed." Man, once you have that knowledge of Jesus Christ, you're appointed to now start walking this out. But you don't do it on your own. You do it through the just day-to-day, messing all these mess-ups and all this other stuff, but you still just cling to the chief cornerstone. You still cling to what he said about you. You still cling to what he's called you. And I'm about to read some ones of what he's called you and what he's appointed you to be. "But you are a chosen generation." This is you guys. This is anybody that believes in Jesus Christ. "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Some of you're in darkness and you can't see that, yes, Jesus Christ is real and that what he did on that cross was really for me. You can't see it because you don't want to let go of what you're doing and what you've done. And you don't want to let go of it. So you're stuck in that darkness. Because you can't think for a moment that you would actually have fun going to church every single time you get the chance. You can't think for a moment that you would actually have fun reading his word and that you would have fun praying and talking to him. You can't think that for a moment. But guess what? For you ones that believe that Jesus Christ really have, you've been called into a marvelous light. You've been called out of that darkness and you've been called into marvelous light. Marvelous is how he describes it. Darkness is just described as darkness. But the light is described as marvelous. "Who once were not a people, but are now the people of God. Who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Guys, we're going to end it on this part. You guys have obtained mercy, so it's time. You've obtained, if you know Jesus Christ, some of you guys, maybe you don't. And that's the start. You need to start with milk before you're ever going to get to anything else. Because the milk actually starts giving you teeth, and it starts strengthening the teeth, and it starts giving you the ability to actually eat some good things. But if you didn't take that milk, and you didn't get enough of that milk, you're not ready for it. So you need to start with that part, knowing that God is good, and that he's gracious, and that he loves you right where you're at. Some of you are going to have to start with the milk. But I'm specifically going to talk to you ones that, man, you believe with all your heart that Jesus did do what he said he did. And you believe with all your heart that God raised him from the dead. It's time to start walking like it, talking like it, acting like it. And it's a beautiful place. It's not this, man, I have to do this. You ain't seeing it right. You're still blind. You're still stuck in that darkness. Because when you see it, you're going to see it as marvelous. You're going to see it as, man, this is what I want to do. This is what I was created for.